This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, this is Glenn Pugh reporting for AvWeb.com. I'm speaking with Lyndon Blue, CEO of Spectrum Aeronautical, to discuss development of Spectrum's nine-place Freedom S-40 ultra-efficient business jet. Mr. Blue, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Glenn.
You've reached a major milestone, I understand, in the Freedom Jet development with successful production of the first fuselage manufacturing demonstrator. Very quickly, what is that and what does it mean for Spectrum?
We're not done yet by any means, but one of our most significant milestones. We'd previously been successful in doing the wing structure, and now we have the fuselage. So you put a wing and fuselage together, and most of the way, I'll say, to having a finished airplane.
Well, I understand the process itself is very important to the manufacturing here and the ultimate goals of lightweight. From the photos your company released, the fuselage manufacturing demonstrator looks a little like a filament-wound carbon fiber fuselage, but with some extremely precise weaving. I'm not pretending that's what you've done. I know the work is proprietary, but what can you tell us about the new process and its benefits?
Well, it is an automated process, and it does involve characteristics similar to filament winding. I would say it's just a much more advanced kind of filament winding. Filament winding's been around for quite some time, and I think that we've essentially perfected it. We've been working on this for, at least 25 years, and so it hasn't come easily, but we think it's pretty worthwhile now that we're as far along as we are. One of the keys is this fuselage is essentially one part. And that means there are fewer fasteners, fewer bonds, a lot of weight savings is involved in that.
Well, and I saw in the press release you mentioned co-curing. What is co-curing and why does it matter? What will it mean for the structural integrity, the parts count, the weight of the final product, that sort of thing?
Co-curing essentially means greater strength at any joint. You can put joints together by fasteners, obviously, rivets, bolts, or bonds, and co-curing essentially allows you to have the same molecular structure between the stiffening part of the structure and the skin. And that saves a lot of weight, and it increases the strength of the joint, we think, by about a factor of four. So it means you're going to have an extremely strong structure at very light weight.
Now, it seems the lower parts count could save time and cost in production. But are the savings offset by any other part of the process, like materials cost or the cost of the process itself, for example?
You have to realize that composites is, by any accounting, a superior material, and it is expensive. It's a lot more expensive than aluminum. But I think it's worth it. The fact that you don't have to contend with corrosion or fatigue to the extent that you have with aluminum, that's a huge advantage. A lot of expense in maintaining airplanes has to do with inspections for corrosion and fatigue. And properly designed, you really can say goodbye to those problems with corrosion. That is one of our design objectives, and I think we're well along in that, in accomplishing that. Beyond that, it's about five times stronger and stiffer than metals, and that goes per weight, obviously. That goes for titanium, aluminum, or steel. So that's a good place to start, but it's only the beginning. How you fasten it all together, make it into parts that will form an airplane, that's quite something else. So you don't begin to have a finished product with the 5-to-1 advantage that the raw physical properties give you. And it's this putting them all together that we've spent 25 years working on. But the bottom line is that you do get very substantial savings, and savings in weight reflects savings in operating costs and, most importantly, fuel.
Is it a technology that you'll patent? Will it be exclusive to Spectrum, or could you possibly at some point down the road, I don't know, license it to other manufacturers?
I suppose we could license, but we are primarily focused on building airplanes ourselves. We have applied for the major patents, and we think we'll have very good intellectual property position between the patents and our proprietary techniques. We think we will be the only ones making airplanes this way for quite some time.
Now, anyone who's been following the development of your aircraft knows that you're targeting some very impressive low empty weights and efficiency figures. Remind us again of how you expect the Freedom to compare with the performance of similarly sized, more conventionally built aircraft.
We think it'll be about half the weight, and that means half the fuel consumption. That's empty weight. And obviously you could crank up the gross weight if you wanted to, but you have to balance all that out and have a good useful load. So we'll have a good useful load, good range, and compared to a conventional aluminum airplane, the big benefit is in operating costs, and we're hoping to keep the purchase price down as well, even though that's more difficult because you're using a premium material.
I recall hearing once that you were hoping you could target an aircraft that would burn half the fuel of a King Air, but perform similarly to a Citation XLS. Is that accurate?
Yeah, the original number on the King Air was for our smaller Independence airplane, essentially a 5-foot cabin. This is a 6-foot cabin, mid-size cabin. And we're not half of a King Air, but we are about half of a Lear 60 or a Hawker 800 or a Citation XLS, which are comparably sized cabins. So that's what we compare to in our fuel burn. We're still less than a King Air per mile, obviously, but it's not half, although the Independence is half.
There's a lot of development going on here in this project, I know, because you are developing an entire production process and a new aircraft, and you're also mating it to the new GE Honda Aero HF-120 fan jets. How is the development coming on the Honda side of things?
We're counting on GE Honda to produce a superior engine, and I believe the engine will be ready when we need it. You have two very interesting companies there. Honda makes more reciprocating engines than anybody else in the world. And, of course, GE makes more power turbines, I think, than anybody else in the world. And that's a good combination. So it's a professional team in every respect, and I believe that they will be able to hold up their end of the bargain, have the engines ready and certified when we need them. And in some respects, we're violating one of the tenets of airplane development that you not put a new engine on a new airframe, but I think with the kind of expertise that they represent, we can count on that engine being good, and if there are any minor problems with it, I know they'll give it the support it needs and correct them promptly.
Well, I guess while you're buried in the details, the big questions on the outside still standing are cost and timing. What's the price point for the Freedom S40, and projecting out into the future, when are you hoping to see a conforming prototype and maybe first customer delivery?
Price is just under $7 million, $6.875. That's a favorable price. It's not easy to make a good margin at that number, but we feel that that's a reasonable introductory price, since obviously we don't have an established name in the industry. And timing, I think we're about a year away from having a conforming prototype. And once we get a performing prototype flying and then followed up with several more articles, both for static test and flying, we should be another 18 months or so of flight and static test work. So that means about 2 to 3 years for certification from now.
Well, it's a very ambitious, very impressive project, and as always, our great pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us again.
Thank you, Glenn.
This has been Glenn Pugh speaking with Lyndon Blue of Spectrum Aeronautical. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.